Welcome to Diva Fight.
Friday, you're an artist. Business, artist about your business. Business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on Fox, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topics. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. 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 We on the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind.
Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
What up? It's your boy Slim the Phenomenon, and right about now you tuned into Frontline Fridays with the Queen Diva Mary Kay and that boy Tay Black at TayBlack84 on Twitter. It's Frontline Fridays.
Left, right, left, right, left. Hope, salute. It's Frontline Fridays. It's your boy Slate Stone, the number one West Tex general out here. And you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with at Diva Mary Kay and at TayBlack84. Listen.
Oh. Yeah, we're back. It's Frontline Fridays where we get it in each and every Friday where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in and out of the industry. We're going to have Young AJ live in the building with this. Big shout out to Full Gotti. Big shout out to Future Guru 100. Big shout out to Momi T. Big shout out to everybody that's beating it in tonight. We got some hot tracks for Young AJ. I'm On My Job featuring Trick Daddy. Big shout out to that one. We also got another track, Everybody Want to Know. Young AJ is. Yo, we got some killers for y'all tonight. So y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521 and press the one button to be heard. Now, Frontline Fridays wouldn't be Frontline Fridays without Tay Black live in the building. Tay Black is Frontline Fridays, baby. Holla at us.
Yo, you already know what it is, man. If you're on the line, y'all push that one button to be heard. Make sure you hit us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Diva, a.k.a. Ebony B, we live in the building. It's Frontline Fridays. Let's get it.
Frontline Fridays is powered by Phenomenal Radio, so you make sure you go to www.phenomenalradio.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.phenomenalradio.blogspot.com. And look at all the powerful things that we are doing for the independent artists and business owners over there. Our whole mission is to put the power of the industry in the independent hands. So you guys make sure you check that out right there. I'm going to get into some of this hot Young AJ music. This track right here is called On My Job. And when we get back from this track, we're going to get live into this interview with our special guest tonight. Diva Ebony B, Tay Black, Phenomenal Radio. Let's go, because we on our job.
Be Daddy Dollars. Young AJ, tell him what I say.
Man, I'm on my job, but I don't clock in. I'm my own boss, trying to chase my dream and employ my friends. So we could all be straight, and we could feed these kids, and we could teach these kids. If you work real hard and you do the right thing, you could live like this. But we gotta be strong, we gotta use our mind. We gotta shake that right, that wrong. And it's gonna take time, but you gotta be swift, cause the time gonna fly. And you gotta fly right. If you wanna be great, then you gotta be real. You can never be fake. If you wanna be a boss, then you gotta go eight, go ham, go dumb. And I mean that like, in the good sense, none of y'all really ain't dumb. But you're not that bright. If you use that brain that you got in your head, then your life just might take a turn for the best. If you do it like this, you will never be stressed. You gon' eat good and you gon' be fresh. You on your job.
I'm on my job. I'm on my job.
They ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm good and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me. Some hate on me, but I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
I'm on my job. I'm on my job.
They ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm good and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me. Some hate on me, but I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
It'll all go wrong if you can't get it right. So if you can't go left, my world go straight. Gonna change your life. You done earned your stripes, but this time get it right. For the kids that don't watch, you done made that bed and paid that price. Now it's time to live your life. Utilize your skills. Invest the deals that'll help with the bills. Can't run for your feels. Not if you love, honor, and respect your peers. What kind of life that is? If you live for the hope, then die by the. How you gonna get rich if you flipping bricks but ain't saving up? See, y'all niggas stay dumb, but you ain't that bright. See, y'all go to jail, y'all just gonna tear, but you still get life. That's right. Now how you gonna get back when you can't go forward? You got to die, you got to rap, and you work with them boys. Now everybody gonna know it.
I'm on my job. I'm on my job. They ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm good and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me. Some hate on me, but God, I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
I'm on my job. I'm on my job. They ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm good
and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me. Some hate on me, but God, I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
And I love this. And I'd rather be here than to be in the streets selling drugs and shit. Hate to wanna see me fall under the influence, but I'm a buddy. So I try to be cool, cause there's some kids that's in these school wanna hear me rapping. The number one rule is to raise your young to be the best they can. And everything they do, man, we gotta unite. Homie, I'm just saying, I never try to tell you how to raise your child, but you gotta quit playing. Gotta shoot for the stars, I don't know about them, but we gotta teach ours. If you wanna be a boss, then you gotta go hard, go ham, go boom. And I mean that like, in the good sense, none of y'all really ain't dumb, but you're not that bright. If you use that brain that you got in your head, me and life just might take a turn for the best. If you do it like this, you'll never be stressed. You gon' be good, you gon' be fresh. You're on your job.
I'm on my job, I'm on my job. They ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm good and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me. Some hate on me, but
God,
I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
I'm on my job. I'm on my job.
They ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm good and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me. Some hate on me, but God, I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl Shawan in the building. You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. The guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website designs, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go. Yo, this Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers on PhenomenonRadio.com. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
You already know it's your girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, where we showcase nothing but the hottest in and out of the industry. All the independent artists and their music live here, right here on Frontline Fridays each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. We broadcasting this thing live out of Seattle. Y'all know how we getting down. I know y'all been anticipating our special guest, and our special guest is live in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, welcoming to Frontline Fridays, Young AJ. Young AJ, welcome to the show, King. What's going on?
What's going on? Checking in. What's happening?
We on our job, man. We got Tay Black Live in the building with us. You already know.
Yeah, I'm on my job.
Yeah. They ain't got no fun. They got no good talk. It's full of motivation. And we love it. Big shout out to Spoon Gotti. He, I actually found out about this song, Young AJ, on the A&R report. Spoon 100 is like deep. You got to check this out. So I took the time to listen to it. I appreciate Trick Daddy on there. He was always deep, but I really appreciate the lyrics. So how did this whole thing come about? How did the collab come about with you and Trick Daddy to make this song?
So, you know, I had the opportunity to basically be able to submit some songs to the Trick through his uncle, which is a mutual friend between me and my mom. You know, my mom works at a salon in the city that his uncle happens to own. So his uncle a fan of my music, man, so shout out to Uncle Frank, first of all. And I was able to send Uncle Frank these tracks, and he got them over the Trick. And then when Trick heard this On My Job record, he was impressed. He was like, man, wow, like, you know, you a young dude, and in this generation, there's a lot of that substance is missing right now. So for you to be able to bring that in and put it on this track, man, at your age, is like, it's impressive. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to the boy Trick Daddy Dollaz for hopping on that track. It was just an honor to have him on there with me being from Florida. You know what I'm saying? And with him just being a legend in the game, period. You know.
And that's what's up. And big shout out to Mama over there on her job. That's what I'm talking about. That's up. Big shout out to your mama, man. Big shout out to Young AJ mama, man. We appreciate the mothers doing their thing.
Right.
Hey, I'm going to throw it over to you.
Yo, as far as, like, once you heard the news that not only did Trick, you know, just really rock with the track, but the fact that he had such a respect for you, how did that make you feel when you heard it?
Well, you know, like I said, man, with me coming out of Florida and me being an up-and-coming artist from here, usually, you know, at this time in your career, you know, when you're starting off, man, and a lot of people can't really say that they have had the opportunity to be able to hook up with a legend like that and be able to get that type of cosign. It's just the fact that he respected the record that I wrote and I took my time out to compose. It was something. I made this record because, you know, not only to give my people motivation, because I felt like, you know, we the people of inspiration, man. So, you know, every now and then we need uplift. So I made that song not only to uplift the people, but also, you know, just as motivation for myself. So the Trick came through and co-signed it, man, and he just confirmed it. And it was like, yeah, dude, you right. This was missing. I mean, needless to say, it was overwhelming, man.
That's what's up, man. And I mean, you know, to be in that position, I know you're very thankful, man. I know you're very thankful. So that's what's up.
Definitely, each and every opportunity that come my way. I'm actually up here in the A-Town right now, about to chop it up. Just landed, man. Shout out to my big cousin Rico right now. Just came and got me from the airport. I'm about to link up with my Grand Hustle family, Young Dro. We're going to link up and get some work done this weekend. So, you know, I'm just thankful for each and every opportunity to come my way, you know, trying to capitalize.
Matter of fact, speaking of capitalizing, tell me about that momentum. You know, once you make a move, like, what's your next move after that? Do you try to top that? You know, do you try to play it cool, see how things pan out, or are you on to the next?
I mean, you know, I try to make my next move my best move every time. You know what I'm saying? It was like, I come from a pops like that. You know, he's no nonsense, and that's actually my manager right now. Shout out to JC and the whole Team Crawford family. They you know, they stay on me. I know y'all know about Mommy T and my boy, you know what I'm saying? They it's just having that strong foundation around me. They always gonna try to, you know, just try to, you know, guide me in the right direction, man, and make sure I'm staying focused and always trying to and just always thinking big, always thinking big. So like I say, the next move is always definitely gonna be my best move every time. I'm trying to top it every time.
That's what's up. I'll throw it back to you, Diva.
I appreciate the cleanness of the with the white suit on. You got the white suit on. Trick Daddy, chocolate men look great in white suits. Diva just want to add that. I'm just saying.
We got to kill him with the grown man swag one time. You know what I'm saying? That
we got to kill him with the grown man.
That you can keep a gangster in the suit, you know?
Everybody that's tuning in live, y'all make sure you go to www.youngaj.com. Again, that's www.youngaj.com. AAJ.com. You can see all the album covers. You can read this incredible bio. Big shout out to the person who wrote your bio. You can also download the music. I mean, this looks real good. This is what I'm looking for, because a lot of work that we do with the youth and the inner city and the young adults over here in Seattle, this is what I want to see on the cover. I mean, I ain't got nothing against the ladies with their butts out and the dudes with all this weed and smoke, whatever, but this is classic. You would never forget this cover. So kudos to you on that. Good job.
Now, you know, not saying there's anything wrong with the typical, but, you know, sometimes you just want to branch away from that sometime and just show them that, man, it's just all about your creativity, and that whole cover and the whole artist direction on that there. That just come from, you know, the creativity of my team, and we just sat down there and put our heads together and just tried to bring a new flavor to the table, man, and just show them that you can be clean cut without, you know what I'm saying, without showing the butt on the cover, like you say, you know what I'm saying?
I like that. You can be clean cut without showing the butt. That's hot. This makes me focus on the music. I want to focus more on the music. We're about to go to call lines, but we did something real special here on Frontline Fridays. We like to run a verse back that an artist says that we really think is relevant, and we like to ask you questions about it. So we're going to run this verse back right here, and it's from the I'm On My Job track right here. So y'all listen up.
What did you say, nigga?
We gotta use our mind. We gotta shake that, right that wrong. And it's gonna take time. But you gotta be swift, cause the time gonna fly. And you gotta fly right.
You gotta take that, shake that, right that wrong, but it's gonna take time. Young AJ, what do you feel right now? What can we do, everybody in the community, as far as for the community, the youth, for the industry, well, not for the industry, for the music, for the culture? How do we right or wrong? What do you feel that's wrong right now with our communities and with our culture and music right now that we can write?
Well, I feel like, you know, this younger generation right now is taking everything too literally, man, and they gotta realize that a lot. Sometimes you just gotta sit back. We all know right from wrong. You gotta sit back and realize who actually has a genuine love for the people in their music, man. You gotta sit back and listen and not, you know, a lot of these cats are just listening to, you know, these children. Let's think about the children. I feel like us as artists, we have a responsibility to deliver, you know what I'm saying, not necessarily something positive all the time, because it's, I mean, like Tupac said, it's about when you putting this music out there, man, we reporters, so sometimes it's going to be ugly. It ain't all going to be beautiful, so when we put it out there, it might sound like that sometime, man, but even the parents, you know, it's so many different liabilities in this thing, man, so I say that we all have a responsibility to let our children to what we enlighten them to. I mean, but then again, you know, you got the radio. It's just so many different factors, man. But I just encourage everybody to just be strong-minded. And when you hear something, don't take it so literally. You got to understand some of these cats is fake out there. You got to be able to decipher between the fake and the real, because you can end up getting confused and end up getting lost. And you know, music, it really, like me, I'm a musical person. Each and every move I make, it can be driven off of the type of music that I've listened to throughout that day. You know what I'm saying? If I listen to something mellow, then I can be in a mellow mood. And vice versa, if I listen to something angry that got that, and I just happen to be going through something that day, then that might just motivate me to just, you know, snap that day. So, you know, once again, you know, just don't take it so literally. Just realize that it's all music, and you know, we all have a responsibility.
That's definitely what's up. Let's go to the call lines and get some love, man. Y'all call us up 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Also, jump in our chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. We got Future Guru 100 live in the building, on the spot, on the grind, as usual. Just to make it happen. All right. Yeah. Guru, what's going on, man?
Yeah, this Guru in the building. I want to give a shout-out to Frontline Fridays and Tay Black on the check-in on the co-host tip. And salute AJ. Salute my boy AJ, y'all.
You, homie, salute you, man, and the team for going in for me like y'all do. Just off of the strength of hearing the record and respecting the record. And just turn around and you know, supporting it like you're doing, man. So I definitely appreciate that. Much love from my end.
Man, yo, so that's like that shows a lot of like humbleness right there. Of course, I like the music, and you know, even though I'm up north is my market. Jersey is my market. New York, Boston, like I support cats in the South. And everybody know from the very beginning, it's been that way since they seen me, you know, building my team. And it's a beautiful thing when I heard how Diva introduced and, you know, made this presentation for AJ, because she believes in the music. When I asked her to check it out, you know, I kind of sized it up, like this is something fresh and this is something you need to hear. So from right there, you know, we're gonna present this to the world. And I got to give a shout out to Mommy T and Big M, because I spoke to them today. I spoke to them and let them know that we support good music, man. And you know, we're going to use the knowledge and our network and our resources to make this thing, you know, do what it do, man. And it's a great thing, like Tate Black said, that you're being recognized by somebody like who's a legend in the game right now, Trick Daddy. Everything Trick Daddy did from day one was real. And for him to be able to stamp this project, you know, and your music, because it's a brand that you're building right now. We appreciate that fresh sound. That sound is fresh. It's something that should be heard in the South. And that's my business, to make it pop up north, out west. Overseas market is definitely, we gonna market this music, man, and be real with it, because it's coming. Like you said, I can see where his upbringing is right. Like, he's right in the wrong, where I say that I gotta right or wrong too for artists that's misled in this music industry, man. We gonna make something happen, you know, in a positive way, man. So Diva and Tate Black, I appreciate y'all and Frontline Fridays, and for letting me get my, you know, my feelings out there on this new music. And we support
we doing too good. Like, man, y'all behind me on that Twitter. I see y'all out there every morning. I wake up. Y'all put out y'all tweeting before I do, man. I got the team hollering at me like, look, bro, they going there harder than you, man.
Yeah. Everybody know I go hard, man, and my team go hard. So shout out to Phenom Radio. And when we turn it up over there for you, man, it's going to be something to see, man. So we got bigger things in place.
We turn it all the way up when we turn it up, man. Guru, we appreciate you calling in and showing love. We're going to get some more love for the phone call, and we're going to showcase some of Young AJ music here. Stay tuned with us, Guru.
There you go.
Show. Let's go to the call line to get some more love. We see you with your hand up. You're now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in the industry. 813-922, you on the spot, on the grind, with Young AJ live in the building. What's your name, where you calling from? Where we at? 813-922?
Yo.
What it do?
What it do?
What's going on?
This is
Lil
Brush, man, from the 813.
Lil Brush from the 813 checking in. What it do, man?
Man, stay on your job, man. You know, I got new mixtape coming out. You got the Just Like Music. We on our job, the whole team. We putting on for you, Brush.
Yeah, I already know, man. Y'all got to recognize what's going on right now. We got Lil Brush, the 9-year-old phenomenon, checking in right now. That's my little protege right now. I ain't even told y'all about him yet. I'll just hit on my jaw, you know. So I say, you work real hard and you do the right thing, you can look like this. Little Brush, he know what time it is, you know what I'm saying? This my little protege right here. He coming out with his new mixtape coming soon. I mean, and this kid is really rapping, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking about, like, the art of hip-hop.
He got me strong.
So he's coming.
Yeah, baby, we definitely want to have you right here, Young King, Young Prince. We definitely want to hear you, have you right here on Frontline Fridays when your joints drop. We definitely want to get more of your information. Where do we go on this worldwide web to check you out right now? Your YouTube, your Twitter, where you at? We want to follow. We want to be there.
Lil Brush.
What it do?
They want to know where.
You got me. All right, Lil Brush 813 on my YouTube. LilBrush.com for one of my one of my things on the internet. And then OneLibrousAntiBullying.com. Y'all look forward to that. I'm on an anti-bullying campaign right now. Talks to all the kids about bullying.
That's real.
Oh, man. That just rolled me all up in the inside. Y'all don't even know what just happened.
We got young AC.com. And then, you know, once again, you can go to LittleBreast.com. Like he said, he's on the anti-bullying campaign right now. So you go to www.littlebreastantibullying.com, and you'll be able to, you know, he'll enlighten you a little bit more on that website. You go check it out, and he's going around just bringing awareness to the bullying situation that we got going on here in our country. It's a big problem right now. Just, and Breast is going around, and he's just really touching bases on that issue from a kid's point of view or whatever. So he's doing his thing, man. So shout out to
him. We gotta give him a big round of applause for real. Yeah. We definitely off that. Let's get into some more music. We're gonna get to the hotlines. Tell us about this track right here of who young AJ is. This is hot. Introduce us for us and let us know about it.
Well, you know what I'm saying, the title is pretty self explanatory. You know, everybody wanna know who young AJ is. You hearing this name and you hear this first record, you know what I'm saying? Even if you might have heard this on my job first, and you might wanna know, like, what else is he a conscious rapper? Is he a dude that I can feel? Has he been through anything? Where he from? You know, who is this dude? So, you know, this song, Who Young AJ is pretty self-explanatory, man. You know, the beat was produced by me and my boys, two of the only ones left. You know what I'm saying? We kind of mixed it with an old school sample. Some of y'all might be familiar with it if you up on your old school. We mixed it with this Float, a song called Float On, and we kind of added piano to it from my mind playing tricks on me. So it's a classic record, Young AJ, Who Young AJ Is.
What's up, world? What it is, what it does, DJ Chris Sean, repping that infamous Terror Squad, international party rocker. Today I'm bringing you into my city, Tampa, let you know one of the hottest artists out there. When you say hottest artist, they definitely got to have two things. Matter of fact, three. Crazy song on radio, crazy song in the clubs, and that love from the community, the city, the support, the streets. So, without further ado, Young AJ. My man, what's been going on? Tell me, first off, for the whole world who doesn't even know who Young AJ is, let me know who Young AJ is. Young AJ is.
Southern Smoke.
Everybody wants to know who Young AJ is. He the hottest nigga on the earth this year. Got a lot of haters, but they know we here. We here. Ain't there a nigga gon' ride for me like my dog. Shoot to the game, we against all odds. The ass around, nigga, we go hard, so hard. I put on for the city, you ain't heard about it. All in the A-Town with the team holly. T-Town, Trigger City, Gunshine. One time for my niggas on the west side. It's Mr. Run It Bike, man, you know the name. All I do is make hits, I'm so all the change. So you gon' see me in the Hall of Fame. Team Crawford Entertainment, and we are not a game. We the fam, and I don't give a damn. If you respect my city, you gon' see me going ham. 412s in the trunk, hear the bam. From my Cadillac to Bill, shout out to the homie Sam. Like, really though, we don't play around, you don't hear me though. Got Mike Big Call in the video. I know you hear us on the radio. Well, everybody wanna know who Young AJ is. He the hottest nigga on the earth this year. Got a lot of haters, but they know we here. We here. Ain't there a nigga gon' ride for me like my dog. Shoot to the game, we against all odds. The ass around, nigga, we go hard, so hard. Yeah, I talk about it cause I live this. So when them real niggas hit me, they'll feel this. Cause this the shit I really do, a nigga only 22, but I know how to handle business. I've been in the A with T.I.P., the legend 8 ballin', MJG and VIP, up in Midtown, Tennessee, really putting on for the 813. Now how you like that? Quick freestyle, I ain't right there. My brother Young Dro say I'm on the right track, so after I hit him with this shit, I'm coming right back. Well, everybody wanna know who Young AJ is. He the hottest nigga on the earth this year. Got a lot of haters, but they know we here. We here. Ain't there a nigga gon' ride for me like my dog. Shoot to the game, we against all odds. The ass around, nigga, we go hard, so hard. Cause everybody been in young AJ crib. So they can never say how young AJ live. AJ real, you ain't gotta say he ill. So you can look around, but you ain't gon' find another young nigga with a flow like mine. So I'ma tell you one more time, you ain't gotta bump it, but you gon' respect my grind. Cause I be going in 7 days a week, up late night, I don't get no sleep. Cause if a man don't work, then he ain't gon' eat. So I ain't stopping till the fun complete. Now sing it with me now. Everybody wanna know who young AJ is. He the hottest nigga on the earth this year. Got a lot of haters, but they know we here. We here. Ain't there a nigga gon' ride for me like my dog. True to the game, he a game called Lord. The ass around, nigga, we go hard. So hard. Cause everybody wanna know.
Your only hip-hop station, Phenomenal Radio. More music in a way that you might not be prepared to deal with. Back-to-back and beat-to-beat. This is Phenomenal Radio.
Phenomenal Radio. The new station of Washington.
Hey, DJ!
Just one DJ. No commitment. No regret. A one-night stand.
The needle on the record.
Here
we go.
Tonight of audio bliss.
DJ, are you done mixing yet?
Phenomenal Radio.
Yo, y'all already know what it is, man. Frontline Friday, powered by Phenomenal Radio, man. If you want to be heard, you want to call in, you want to listen, or you want to talk to us, yo, and holler at young AJ right now, hit us up, man, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Young AJ.
Yeah, I'm still here, man.
Yo, man, this track, man, another good song. Let me ask you something, man, because, you know, people, you know, they can make tracks, you know what I mean? They can make a couple of cuts. But, yo, tell me, in your opinion, how to make a good song. Because you make songs, you make records, you make bodies of work. Tell me the difference between that and just an average track.
Well, you know, like I always say, man, you got, and I wouldn't even, cause you got people that make songs, man, because, you know, we all got our own opinion on what the song is, man, but those people that who make music, man, they come around every now and then, man. I just happen to be one of them, you know. I put together competitions, man. My format is, I studied the same format that, you know, when we were in school and they were teaching us how to write a paper. So, and you have your narrative essays that might just be, you know, where you just tell your story. And it doesn't necessarily really have like that format that an expository essay has to it, where you got the introduction, you got your three-body paragraph with your conclusion at the end. And that's pretty much how I set it up either way, just depending on what I'm talking to. I mean, what I'm talking about. If I'm telling a story, then, you know, I go into my narrative format where I don't, you know, it's not really a introduction, three-body, with an exit at the end.
Back to English class. I don't know if y'all remember, but you know, the way he spit it, you know what I'm saying? He's a teacher of the class. And I think everybody definitely needs to take advantage of that, man, because it doesn't matter where you're from, what region, what coast, up north, down south, you know, song structure and that chemistry and having that understanding of the fundamentals is important. And young AJ, he got it. I'm definitely a fan, and I'm definitely rocking with the music, man. So big up to you on that, man. Pat yourself on the back, man.
I got to send a big shout-out to my sister Amanda C. and my girl C. Renee. That's on that track. That's who harmonized in the background on them vocals, along with my boy Jay Hoodie. You know what I'm saying? These three people that I have on this track with me, man, they're amazing. And I like to harmonize a lot. Rest in peace to my boy Levi Dixon. I lost my partner. He was in the group with me when we was in high school, and that's something that I bring different to the table. I like to harmonize with my music. When I say harmonize, it doesn't necessarily have to be singing, you know what I'm saying, or any of those type of vocals, but more so on the end of, you know, I feel like music's supposed to be imperfect. It's supposed to have, like, certain balances, I mean, imbalances, and we just, like, you know, just stack all the imbalances on top of each other, like, it just make it all go together, you feel me? And they just the right voices, and when I put them together like that, and we put that together on this track, and we all kind of blended our voices together, and it just made it sound real harmonic, and it's one of my favorite tracks off that Just Like Music Street album. Everybody need to go get that track right there, Young AJ Is, and the one you heard before that with me and Trick Daddy on my job, all those tracks on my website, that's on my street album, Just Like Music, hosted by DJ Smalls. Y'all can get that on youngaj.com right now. No, livemixtapes.com, that piff. But definitely all on youngaj.com. Y'all can get that, man. But it's plenty of tracks like that on Just Like Music. All original compositions, original beats. You know, it's all samples, but we just wanted to take them back to the old school for a second and remind the new school about, you know, where it comes from and the anatomy of music and, you know, how it's still being reiterated nowadays, but I don't think it's getting the recognition that it deserves, man, because, you know, one time for the old school.
Yeah, man. And I mean, as far as the website, make sure y'all go hit them up. That's www.youngaj.com. It's exactly how you think, spelled phonetically, youngaj.com. So definitely check them out. AJ, how long, you know, on average does it take for you to do each of your projects? Because you got a lot of joints, you know, you got a lot of stuff or content available for the people. You know, how long does it take you to do projects? And, you know, are there specific differences with each? I'm sure there are, but, you know, let the people know on Frontline Friday what your process is.
Well, you know, I'm a real dude. So, you know, like all these tracks that y'all hearing from me is from life experiences and just, you know, just daily living. And so, you know, it just depends on whatever I'm going through, man. But I'm always making music, man. When I get out of this car right now, man, and I go check into my hotel room right now, I'll be making music. You know, when I get up with Young Dro tomorrow and, you know, we're going out to the video shoot and we hanging out, I'll be making music. So it's like, you never know, man. You never know. But if I'm, you know, at the same time, I like to have format. So it's just like music. These weren't tracks that was just spread out all over the place. I really sat down and I composed these like day by day to the point where I just had, hey, now I got these 15 tracks and we can go ahead and put this composition together. And I call that thing Just Like Music. That's how I flow, Just Like Music. It's however you feel about it, you know. Pretty much self-titled this thing yourself, you know what I'm saying? I call it Just Like Music, but it's one of those things. It was one of them CDs I put together just to make the people feel. When they feel it, like, you know, you like, dang, like, man, this cat here is soul. I want them to recognize the soul, so that's what we're going with, Just Like Music. And it's like, it pretty much just, it's really no time limit to it at the end of the day. No time limit to it. I try to be pretty pumped, but at the same time, it all goes off emotion. That's how I'm feeling.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. And, I mean, we can tell. We can hear it in the music, man. I really feel like it's evidence that, you know, you take your time and you put things together.
That's real, man. Appreciate the recognition.
And the people definitely know that you're putting in that time and putting in that work, and they definitely on the hotlines. You want to go to the lines and get some more love from the supporters, man. Let's go ahead and open it back up so we can get into this live track that we got and get into this Educate and Regulate session. My boy DeVar from Brick City is definitely going to hook us up with that. Well, let's go ahead and go to 813-380. You're now on the spot, on the grind with Frontline Fridays. Young AJ is live in the building. What's your name? Where you calling from? 813-380, can you hear us?
Yo, yo. Hey, yeah, what's happening?
All right. We're going to come back to you. Let's go ahead and bring the 862. We got Jersey in the house. 862-255. Holla at us.
Peace. What's going on, family?
What's going on, King? Welcome to the show. Devon is over there in Newark, Brick City. He's going to be holding us down. Educate, Regulate session. Devon, what have you been feeling and how have you feel the music that we've been playing tonight by Young AJ?
I'm going to let you know I'm an old school cat. But, young brother, I got to tell you, you brought some energy back to hip-hop because I'm tired of the whackness that they got playing on the radio 24-7.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, when Diva put me on to you, bro, I went online, I checked out a few joints, and I was astounded, man, that, you know, you brought new life back to this, man, because, I mean... I'm with, you know, Wu-Tang and Guru and, you know the cats from the mid-80s. You dig what I'm saying?
Pioneers.
So when I heard the track with Trick, man.
Oh, my God.
I got to give it to you, man. My hat's off to you, young brother. I'm going to do whatever it is that I can to support you, man. And, you know, for everybody else out there, go cop the album. Don't download it, you know, on some cheap shit, man. Go out there, get the album for real, man. Let this boy make some money, man. He doing some good things out there. Support this brother.
Yeah, you know, we got a free download on the street album on the Just Like Music. So, you know, that was for the people. So we gonna give them that. But I definitely need everybody to go get that single, the one with me and Trick that on my job off that iTunes. It's only 99 cents. Y'all can get that on iTunes right now. I'm on there. You just search Young AJ, and well, it's a link to it on my YoungAJ.com page. So once again, you go check that out. But brother, I appreciate you, man, for recognizing it, because it's always good to hear, you know, somebody, you know, older than me that just take the time out to recognize that I'm a young dude who just, you know, I'm real averse when it comes to the hip hop, man. You know, shout out to all the pioneers, man, like you named Guru, and I grew up listening to all these different things, man. I mean, from Lost Boys to Jay-Z to, I mean, all the way down to Sade to the Isley Brothers. The variety of music that I came up on, man, it was a great mixture that ended up making me the artist that I am. So shout out to my mom and pops for, you know, keeping me enlightened on that type of music and all different types of music.
Indeed, brother. Much respect to you, bro.
Yes, sir.
Speaking
appreciate
of some classic stuff, you got a crazy classic intro I want to play, and then we're going to get some more callers. We see y'all tuned in live on Frontline Fridays. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Tay Black is live in the building on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio. We got my King Devon in the building. We got Young AJ live in the building. I checked out this intro, and I just thought it was so funky. Check this out, y'all.
It's just like music. Ooh, music
like
is the soul of the man.
Jam onto the music, baby.
Music
like
makes a
jam,
happy day.
Jam, get funky, funky, funky.
And music makes
so
us
what?
Clouds
say
roll
what?
By, baby.
Say what?
Your
say
music
what?
Kiss my
say
tears
what?
And dried my eyes.
Do-be, 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 do-be,
your music
do-be,
makes
do-be,
me want to sing.
Do-be, do-be,
the
do-be,
music
do-be,
is a joy to bring.
Hey,
music is my heart. And so,
small
precious, then go.
Southern Smoke.
Yo, that was bomb. Yo, I love that. I love that soul. I love the acapella. I love that funk. I love it. We want to get your feedback. You see y'all with your hands up. Let's open them all. I love your lines is open. Let's go to 786-308. You're now on the spot, on the ground. Holler at us.
Oh, man, I finally got through. Thank you for having me.
How you doing, AJ?
What it do, man?
Oh, man, doing my thing, man. I say, you know, as an industry professional, I say I try to give you some information, you know. I came down from, but just to give you a little background, I work in the industry, you know. I work in, you know, some major projects. I'm working on the Wu-Tang project, working with Creep Around from MTVG's to Gent. So, you know, I mean, you know, I actually do my thing.
Okay,
and,
I say much respect.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
No doubt.
But I want to tell you, man, I came from Tampa, August. And I went down to Miami on another project with the ABA, the American Basketball Association.
Right.
Flea market on 79th and 32nd Avenue, man. And I'm getting my hair cut and my barber say, you know what, man, I'm going to put some music on, man. Check this out. And, you know, next thing you know, you start playing your song on the job.
Okay. That's real.
I'm in Miami now. You know, I'm in Miami. I don't even know what it was you yet. I'm like, that's what that is. He say young AJ. I say the only young AJ I know is up there in Tampa. And you know, I seen all the flyers and posters in Tampa. I just never had a chance to really go peep the show because I was so busy. You know, I said young AJ. I say, damn, that sounds familiar.
Oh man, so they
were
bumping it, man. That's what it is. You know, man. That's one of my mentor out there, my boy Trick Daddy Dollars, as y'all know we got him on the track, so it's, you know, it's definitely pumping down there, man. They definitely are showing the track a lot of love down there in the 305, you know, all the way up to Tallahassee. Got to shout out my sister Asia and all the students at FAMU listening in right now, too. So shout out to them. But, yeah, man, you know, one time for the whole state of Florida, man. They definitely.
That's what's up, man. That's how you do it. Keep putting down, man. I like what you're doing. I like you got some knowledge on your head, you know what I'm saying? You know where you want to go. You know what you want to do. You're reaching out to people that can take you to new heights. And, you know, so you ready to take the challenge. And that's really the only way you're going to succeed in the game. Because, you know, the game so volatile. The game is like, it's like a wave. It's like a water. It's like an ocean. You know what I'm saying? It's ups and downs. And if you don't go up when it's time to go up, you drown.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how it works. You got to keep going up. So, you know, I respect that, man. Keep doing what you're doing. I got my eyes on you, man. Hold it down.
That's what's up. We definitely appreciate you calling in. Let's go ahead and get on this job. I'm on our job. Of course, we always on our job. Tay Black got to get on our job. For Young AJ, make sure you go to www.youngaj.com. Check up all the music, download it. And also make sure you go to the iTunes link and buy the single for 99 cents. We'll get into another hot track by Young AJ. Right here, it's called Dumb Ish. Let's go.
Call your mama, tell her that you're coming home now. I'm on my own now, I'm in my zone now. I ain't on that what you want. You be on that dunsh, rapping on the phone to the same old girl that be on the boy don't. When they see me in the club, but you say I'm in the wrong zone. And you can leave if you want to. I know everything that you will and you won't do. I really love you, I ain't even want to. And like this, but see, I don't even want you. So you can go about your business. I don't want you around, I don't wanna see your limit. I'm sick of all the tripping, let me give me, so just give me back my. And you can holler if you hear me. Cause I'm through with you. Ain't no need to be acting like I'm cool with you. Hanging with somebody you say went to school with you. Now do I look like a fool to you? Now you can bring all the game you can go with. Talk about me to the girl that you run with. But in the end, I'm a G with a gun chick. There's no time for the young, it's done, yeah. Tried to run game, but I peeped that. Now I'm sending the ride with my feet back. Bring the beat down, bring the beat back. Young is, done is, I don't even need that. That's why I choose to be by myself, cause I felt like you was using me. It's sorta like abusing me. So in the end, you just ended up losing me. And usually, I wouldn't say a word to a dumb shit. On that dumb is, thinking she can run it. Cause I am not the one chick. I get up and leave and tell you that I'm done quick. So girl, don't even start that. Go get your shit out my apartment. Cause I know where you parked that. Leave me alone.
long, give me my mother. My heart is bad.
Blame all the game, you can come with. Talk about me to them girl that you run with. And in the end, I'ma be in the gun shit. There's no time for the young and something. You wanna yell, wanna fight, wanna throw fit. Then wanna hit them all and get some more in. But I'm gone, you alone and you broke it. No time for the young and I think it's time for you to pull your phone line. Call your mama, tell her that you're coming home now. I'm on my own now, I'm in my zone now. I don't want you, I don't need you. Don't wanna talk about it, don't wanna see you. I don't want you, I don't need you. Don't wanna talk about it, don't wanna see you. Cause it's over, I done told you. And if I see you in the street, I don't know you. Cause it's over, I done told you. And if I see you in the street, I don't know you. I don't want you. No time for the young interns. 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 No time for the young interns.
Already know what time it is, man. That was Young AJ with Dumb Ish right there. Y'all make sure y'all go to www.divaspotradio.com. Again, that's www.divaspotradio.com and listen there to the show that's live right now. Also go to www.youngaj.com and check them out there. It's time to educate and regulate, y'all, and we're going to get back more with Young AJ. Let's get into it right about now.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey Queen, go to the front. Hey Queen, go to the front. Hey Queen, what you do? Line Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey Queen, gon' do something. Hey Queen, gon' do
something.
Hey Queen, what you do something? On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on, come on.
Yeah. Big shout out to S. Coley. S. Coley all the time with that hot track for our Educate and Regulate session. I'm going to go ahead and let my brother Divine take it over. Because he's going to help me out on this. Well, he's our special guest tonight on our Educate and Regulate session. So I'm going to throw it over to you, King.
Peace, family. My full attribute is Divine Universal Allah. I'm a current member of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. So everything that I'm born to y'all tonight is definitely going to be black and strong. First point I'd like to make, you know, because this is the young brother AJ's night. Go out and support black business. I would recommend that we could spend at least 1 month out of a 5 month period sending black owned money in black businesses. You know, this is your community. Take charge of it. Send your money. Let that money stay in your community before you decide to give it to the white man. Two, I'd like to warn about black love, man. You know, a lot of people sit and talk about, you know, men ain't doing nothing. Oh, you got women, you know, gold digging, blah blah blah. We ain't on that tonight. We speaking positivity and we bringing positivity to life. You know, it's up to you to choose what you want to do with your life, man. The people that you have in it. Same principle applies. You know, you don't need nobody else to dictate how you should run your life, but make sure it's right and exact. You know, love is a very simple thing, man. You know, we play it up to be, you know, some mystical thing or, you know, some, you know, the whole hoopla behind it. You know, you don't have to wait till February 14th to go show your queen some love. You know,
Diva hit me up today, man, and asked me to come and speak to the people about a little knowledge that I share. You know what I mean? So simple things like that, man. Spread the love, man. Support black business. And two, you know what I mean? There's so many people out there doing positive things, man. It's up to you to go speak the knowledge, to obtain whatever piece of information that they have. If you can apply it to your life, do that. If you know somebody else, don't be afraid. Speak up, pass that information on. You know, black people, there's a whole nother universe out there, man, and it's up to you to grab it, obtain it, and, you know, hopefully pass it on to somebody else who needs it. You know what I mean? It's really just that simple. You know what I mean? Our life don't have to revolve around the hood and wearing, you know, rest in peace T-shirts and all of that. There's such a beautiful world out there, man. It's just up to you to change the mindset that you use to apply to get that piece of happiness and paradise, man. I'm so tired of our people being wrapped up into all the negative and the hoopla behind black life. You know, a lot of times they turn it into, the depressive state of black awareness. You know, it's up to us to change these things. And today, I hope, you know, I've shed a little light. You know, go out there, search for somebody who's doing something positive in your community. Add on with them. If you can't see yourself doing it on your own, go out there and achieve it yourself. Or, like I said, grab one of somebody else's coattail, man, and ride that wave with them. You know, but young AJ, I'm in full support and full swing of you, black brother. I give you my full support, man, and I'm going to spread the word out here in Brick City, man. Because, you know, we need some positivity out there. You know what I mean? And the music is fantastic, brother. It really is. And I ain't just trying to blow smoke. Real talk. You know, that ain't my MO, man. But I give you that, young brother. Diva?
Oh, yeah.
That's what's up. Exactly. As a matter of fact, yo, before you go, because, I mean, that was a powerful, you know, that was a powerful second right there. Tell us more about how we can go out and support black business, you know, because a lot of times people, they might not have a clear perception of what black business is. Tell us about black business and who we should go support to.
Oh, you know what? There was, I'm going to drop a little interview, man. I believe it was 18. Forgive me for not having the correct date, but there was something that was called Black Wall Street. And during the times of Black Wall Street, it was black-owned businesses owned by black people, and their money circulated in their own community. They had their own banks, their own everything. You know, and this is the state of where I would love to see our people. You know, where our dollar can circulate within our own community 15 to 20 times before it even touches anybody else's hands outside of our own. You know, this is how we build wealth. This is how we build our own communities to represent what we want. You know, if you're tired of having your kids go to school, not learning anything sufficient enough to bring back home to make a life for themselves and for you, you know, this is the way we go about getting it. You know, so simple and plain, what you do is you find black businesses in your community. Whether it be a local mom-and-pop grocery store, and you simply tell them, look, I'm supporting you because you are a black-owned business. And you go about your business and you do your shopping. But understand that these people need to live in your community. So when that business is thriving, they bring good product to you, you know. So, you know, it's the little things. You know, about supporting, let's say you need to find an apartment. You seek out a black establishment where you can have an apartment. You know, you conduct business with black people. You know, all of the stereotyping, oh, you know, niggas ain't gonna do nothing but try to rip you off and scam and this and the third, get that out your mind, man. Like I said, there's some beautiful black people out there, and it's up to you to seek them out.
So simple enough, you seek out black people that have the businesses that you need, whether it be online or anywhere else. You know, if you don't have a black grocery store in your neighborhood, then you contact somebody else who may know where a black grocery store is. You spend your money there. If you have to spend it online, then you do that too. But this is the way we can capitalize to stop giving these bastards our money who don't respect us and don't treat us like our money is worth anything. You know? Simple enough. You think?
That's what's up, man. That's definitely what I wanted to hit on because, you know, a lot of times we think we're supporting the right people and we're not. I think you hit on key things there as far as making sure that it's a quality product that they bring it to us and that when they do flourish, they continue that. And that's powerful.
Absolutely. Because, you know, I don't know where you're at, but I know where I'm at, they have Chinese stores who are protected by bulletproof glass and there's a metal gate. You know, in dealing with patrons who are spending their money in our community. Now, you know, the average person, all right, you go in there and get your Lucy's or your Chinese rice or whatever. I'm not doing that. And I refuse to spend my money with people who can't give me the proper courtesy and respect that I deserve. And I don't think I should be served behind a bulletproof piece of glass. I'm not a criminal. And nor are the people that are with me spending money in your establishment are criminals. If you feel that way, then you need to get the hell up out of here. You know, so simple and plain, I'm not going to spend my money with nobody who can't simply give me the common courtesy and respect when my dollar is just as green as anybody else's. You know what I mean?
Everybody is hungry out here. Everybody is hungry, but you got to support and you got to uplift and you got to motivate and hold a standard, you guys. We're trying to get young AJ back in the building so we can talk to him a little bit more. Y'all sit tight. We're about to get into some smoking word right here called Hunger. It's Eddie Holt. We're going to definitely feed y'all tonight. Let's go.
Hunger pains can build character, or they can gut punch and fold you. Hunger is the constant reminder to never say on what you will and what you won't do. Hunger is that burnt hand ready to snatch away the mask, willing to expose you. Hunger will convince a man to turn snitch against his own brother. Hunger will make you grab that pistol grip because what's bread without the butter? Hunger will drain a father dry when working third shift. But as long as God resides in heaven and the earth is his footstool, his children will attend the best schools. For the hunger to know will have you dog-pedaling in the deep end of the swimming pool of taboo. Hunger will make you get up off your ass and make something happen. Hunger will strengthen your spirit, killing the flesh daily when fasting. Some hunger after revenge due to the dude's past. For my hunger has left a hole in my stomach, the same shade as the microphone. For my change is coming. So when you catch me staring into space, I'm writing, leave me alone. Hunger. Walking through my apartment, I can see the month of December. For my breath, constantly me up pneumonia. A starving artist, my ribs touch. As my weight begins to fall like thin timber. The egg and testimony were unharmed in the owl's nest. And just when my psyche begins to heat tender, my spirit whispers, everything is gonna be alright, just remember what he told you. And while my pen navigates through the cold and bitter, my words of my grandfather, you either go first class or you stay home. In my brain like a splinter. The citrus in my stomach turns into a jailhouse liquor. My hunger becomes a raging inferno. But yet still I give thanks. Cause tonight is cereal for dinner. Let's go.
Your daddy dollars. Young AJ,
tell them what I say.
Man, I'm on my job, but I don't clock in. I'm my own boss, trying to chase my dreams and employ my friends. So we could all be straight, and we could feed these kids, and we could teach these kids. If you work real hard and you do the right thing, you can live like this. But we gotta be strong, we gotta use our mind, we gotta shake that right, that wrong. And it's gonna take time, but you gotta be swift, cause the time gonna fly. And you gotta fly right. If you wanna be great, then you gotta be real. You can never be fake. If you wanna be a boss, then you gotta go eight, go ham, go dumb. And I mean that like, in a good sense, none of y'all really ain't dumb. But you're not that bright. If you use that brain that you got in your head, then your life just might take a turn for the best. If you do it like this, you'll never be stressed. You gon' eat good and you gon' be fresh. You're on your job.
I'm on my job. I'm on my job. And they ain't got nothing for it. They ain't got nothing for it. They know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but I'ma still be on my job. Is my job. I'm on my job. I'm on my job.
And they ain't got nothing for it.
They ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm
good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
It'll all go wrong if you can't get it right. So if you can't go left, my world go straight. Gonna change your life. You done earned your stripes, but this time get it right. For the kids that don't watch, you done made that bed and paid that price. Now it's time to live your life. Utilize your skills. Invest in deals that'll help with the bills. Can't run from your fears. Not if you love, honor, and respect your peers. What kind of life that is? If you live for the hope, then die by the... How you gonna get rich if you flipping bricks but ain't saving up? See, y'all stay dumb, but you ain't that bright. See, y'all go to jail, y'all gonna tear, but you still get life. That's right. Now how you gonna get back when you can't go forward? You got to die, you got to rap, and you work with them boys. Now everybody gonna know it.
I'm on my job, I'm on my job.
And they ain't got nothing for it.
They ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm
good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but and I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
I'm on my job. I'm on my job.
And they ain't got nothing for it.
They ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but and I'ma still be on my job. Is my job. And I love this shit. And I'd rather be here than to be in the streets selling drugs and shit. Hate the one to see me fall under the influence, but I'm a buddy. So I try to be cool, cause there's some kids that send me school when they hear me rapping. The number one rule is to raise your young to be the best they can. And everything they do, man, we gotta unite. Homie, I'm just saying, I never try to tell you how to raise your child, but you gotta quit playing. Gotta shoot for the stars, I don't know about them, but we gotta teach ours. If you wanna be a boss, then you gotta go hard, go ham, go boom. And I mean that like, in a good sense, none of y'all really ain't dumb, but you're not that bright. If you use that brain that you got in your head, me and life just might take a turn for the best. If you do it like this, you'll never be stressed. You gon' eat good, you gon' be fresh, you're on your job. I'm on my job, I'm on my job. And they ain't got nothing for it. They ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm
good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but and I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
I'm on my job. I'm on my job.
And they ain't got nothing for it.
They ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm
good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but and I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
What up, y'all? It's your boy EP, Elder Bars Jr. You're now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at DivaSpotRadio.com.
Y'all already know how we getting down. It's Sick Queen, your Diva, Diva Ebony B, and you tune in live at Frontline Fridays with me and Tay Black, and we are on our job. Y'all make sure y'all check out Young AJ at www.youngaj.com. Again, that's www.youngaj.com, and get it in for the finish. I got Divine here from Brick City turning it up with me. We definitely gonna get, oh, I'm gonna pop the seeds at the same time. We definitely got Young AJ music live on deck. Y'all call us up 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We got J Real, the Realist, live in the building with a big shout out to Cali. J Real, what's going on, King?
You already know what it is. Much respect to the Diva.
We just played a hot track, On My Job, by Young AJ. Follow him on Twitter at YoungAJ813, featuring Trick Daddy. What you think about that track right there?
As soon as it dropped, I was walking through the house. I'm singing it. And I was, oh my job.
I'm on my job.
I love that song. I love that song. I heard it. I think I heard you play it maybe about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And when I heard it then, I didn't speak on it, but it was like, okay, I gotta find that. Cause that's going in the Rolodex. That's beautiful right there. You know, especially the part when he says, I noticed it the first time I heard it, and then it was like, you know, it becomes a favorite. But when he was saying that, I'm not telling you how to raise your kid, but you know, you gotta keep it real. You know, you gotta do what you know the difference between right and wrong. You know what's supposed to be done. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to tell you how to do it, but you know. Get on your job.
You definitely right. Got to get on your P's and Q's. Get on your job, man. Get on your job and get on your job immediately. Ain't nobody trying to tell you how to raise your kids, but like, be real with the situation and stop making all these kids like young people. Stop having babies, like, for real. If you can't take care of them, please stop having babies. Like, all we doing is putting our kids and our youth in a tight situation. Like, I know you love your boo and you love, you know, your shorty, but, you know, just think about it before you bring them into this world. And I want you guys to check out this hot movie that I saw on Netflix called Money Matters. That's Money Matters. Check out that hot track right with a hot film right there. Take left, you check it out too. So Money Matters on Netflix. And also be sure to check out The Hit on Netflix. For everybody that's in music and in radio and in the industry and independent, The Hit is definitely a movie that you guys want to see. And Blair Underwood, which is one of my favorite actors, is in that movie. So you guys make sure y'all check that out. It's so deep and so straight to the point. It's going to drop a lot of jewels on you as far as in and out of the industry and running your own business. And it's empowering people. So you guys make sure you check that out as well. Young AJ has been busy, and he definitely has been on his run. He opened up for Pleasure P on October the 6th. He opened up for Pleasure P, which was really cool. And then he performed at the Panama on October the 12th with Trick Daddy, of course. I know that was definitely a hot event. So you guys make sure you go to www.youngaj.com. Again, that's www.youngaj.com. We want y'all to call us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. J-Real, I'll let it tell us what's going on. You next up for the showcase on Frontline Fridays. You and your team is coming, right?
Oh, man, you know, I'm just trying to be humble and stay hungry. And, I wouldn't call, you know, it's a team of one. But, you know, we're going to storm in, you know. When I say me, it means mainly everybody. So, you know, I ain't never speaking about myself. But we're going to definitely come in and kick it with Diva, Tay, and spit a little knowledge, give a little J-Real history up and let people know what's popping. But everything's been good. Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
No, I'm listening to you. I'm just glad to hear everything's good. Everybody check out and follow The Real. Wait a minute. I know the Twitter, so don't tell me. J-Real, The Realist, on Twitter. Make sure you follow him on Twitter, J-Real, The Realist, and check him out. I got a hot track from People Logic. Big shout out to People's Logic. This is definitely one of my favorite tracks right here. And Tay Black is featured on this track too. Dope music. Make sure y'all check them out. This People's Logic. Please don't judge me. Let's go.
Thank you, Diva. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Kool-Aid! Kool-Aid!
next on the showcase,
People's Logic.
Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please don't judge me.
In and out of her life, she always welcomed me.
back. She had low self-esteem, I'm trying to help her with that. The beautiful ones have the ugliest past. That's why she squeezed me to death when she be hugging my ass. Every time that we meet, our time is somewhat divided. I'm her counselor still, only one she confides in. Never leverage advantage, always kept me at arm reach. My back to the wall when she threw it upon me. Holy hand grenade when describing her physical. Not trying to be blasphemous, but that booty is biblical. Niggas broke 10 commandments to try to do it some damage. Laid waste the fortunes, even they kids famished. Split her sea of love just like Moses. My Mary Magdalene, a bed of thorns and roses. Later swaddle her curves, she wanted me speechless. Said tell you my savior, all I thought was Jesus.
Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please don't judge me. Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please don't judge me.
Yo. From the hood, but she elegant. Frame out of this world, so y'all know the measurements. Sex appeal, kinda like the flow, effortless. A sweetheart, street smart, but she delicate. Keeping it real, ain't too many as bad as she. But I can't deal with shorty romantically. Cause thing is, baby girl has a family. So the fact that we creeping on evenings kinda saddens me. Cause she the type that just wanna be married happily. Try to make it work for the kids, but that apparently led to me cracking her spine, making her reminisce about the good life. White House with a picket fence. Bust it. She 35 and I'm 26. We the perfect combination of youth and experience. I keep her on call, but it's never serious. I know she using me to escape the prison she living in.
Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please don't judge me. Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please don't judge me.
I'm only human, so I need love too. My marriage on the rocks, and girl, you so fuckable. Like my Claire Huxtable, but need an apple balm. My lotus flower balm, she got that ass from my mom's. Yep, yep, she give me the pussy, relieving my stress. And you know I put that dick up in her chest. I'm crushing from behind while she's screaming, you the best. We're faking like it's love, but it's really about the sex. Meanwhile, my wife be going through my text. I left my cell on lock, it's about to be some mess. Plus I got scratches on my back, hickeys on my neck. She smashed my Denali, my shit looking a wreck. Damn, damn, she called up shorty, said I had a fam. And that she been throwing ass to a married man. I grabbed my wife, I started pleading, she was just a friend. I felt weak, you gotta understand, damn.
Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Yo, this is Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top.
Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Fridays,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
We back, y'all, with Young AJ live in the building on Frontline Fridays, where all indie artists and their music live. Y'all make sure y'all turn us up and tune in live. www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Also call in live at 347-850-1521 and press the one button to be heard. Young AJ, you enjoying yourself, man?
Well, you already knew it. I'm sorry about the little mishap earlier. I'm glad I'm back on.
Oh, it's cool. Let's go to the hotlines and get some more live for you. 386-965, you're now live with Young AJ. Y'all at us.
Let's go.
Where we at? 386-965, can you hear us? Don't be scared. He ain't gonna bite you, girl. I called her and she called her to the show. I said, what's going on? She said, yeah, I want to speak with you, honey, AJ. I said, well, all right then. Yeah, she's going to lie with him. Well, there you go. Go ahead, young AJ. I hear you.
Oh, nah. We still waiting on the callers.
Cool. We gonna leave the mic open just in case you decide to talk 386-965. I'm definitely filling all the tracks, young AJ. I'm very, very proud of you. You've been definitely doing your thing and busy. How was it to perform at the Panama? How was that?
Oh, man, much love to them folks in Panama City. They showed me so much love. Like I said, that was motivation once again for these folks to already be on the music and to hear them chant the music back to me, so and get that co-sign trick on stage. And we did the same thing once again. We went up to Dothan, Alabama. Shout out to them folks in Dothan. The whole trip was just, so we went from Panama City to Dothan and opened up to, you know, much love. So much love to Dothan, Alabama.
That's definitely what's up, man. We look forward to when you coming to the West Coast. You gonna be in Seattle sometime soon?
Oh yeah, I'll be there real soon. We actually
together now. Wait a minute, AJ, you breaking up? Your bars is lowering.
Oh, I say yeah. We'll be coming. We putting the West Side trip together now. You know what I'm saying? We're from the west side of Tampa. So it's only right that we come through the west side of the United States. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Try to get up with them over there and let them know what we got going on. I know I got some corners on that. And I just haven't been able to kick it that way yet. But I'm on this campaign right now. And I know some folks over there on the west side, that's what they job. So I'm ready to get up with
them. For sure. We got J. Real the Realist representing Cali. Live in the building. J-Real, you got a question for young AJ?
Man, first of all, man, shout out to you, man, and the work that you put in to get yourself where you are right now, man. Your music is motivating. Like I was just telling Diva earlier, man, that job, that on the job, man, that right there, that's motivation, man. I need that, like 100%, man. You already know when you get on this side, man, we got you 100%. As soon as you touch down LAX, man, we got you. But I think if I did have any question for you, man, it would probably be what motivates you. I mean, I see you have motivating music, you know, music to people's mind, put people's mind in the right perspective where they need to be thinking. But what motivates young AJ to do what he got to do to put these bars down?
Well, you know, right now, man, my I would say my motivation is my baby girl, my daughter. You know, like I said, my son, we got to feed these kids, man. And when I just look at her and I see that young me, just this life that I created, and I realize that it's not all about me anymore, and I just got to go extra hard. You know, my baby, she 1 year old. She'll be 2 on November 21st. So, you know, that whole fatherly experience is what, you know, the day that she was born, it just, my whole motivation changed. So that's why you start getting the Just Like Music from me. If you go back and you check out my old mixtape, This Is My Time, Volume 1 and Volume 2, compared to what I'm doing now, you know what I'm saying, you'll recognize the growth. And that's all because on the November 21st, you know, in the year 2010, I you know, my baby girl, Ariana Crawford, was born, and she's my motivation, man. She will be for the rest of my life. And just my family. Right. And you know, and then my people as a whole, man, you know what I'm saying, I really get... I'm motivated just by, you know, when people, like, you know, just like the old boy that called in earlier, man, to say that, you know, he's down in the barbershop, man, and, you know, like, the record comes on, and, like, and somebody turns it on, like, hey, I want you to check this dude out. Just people just recognizing my talents, the stuff that I take, the time out and sit and compose, like, just the people do things like that, man, and just the love and support from the people is motivation. So that's what motivates young AJ. My, you know, people, all my fans are supporting my family, and one, you know, I got one more shout out to my baby girl Ariana, because I know she listening. She supposed to be asleep right now.
Yeah, Let's definitely. So, Young AJ, we want to thank you for coming to Frontline Fridays and sharing your gift with the world and putting some real seeds into the culture now. And this is what I push to do. And, you know, I really think not only does the artist have a responsibility, the radio personalities, the radio, the people, and the DJs have a responsibility, too, of the type of food or the type of food that we are feeding our youth, and not just the kids, but the grown folks, too, because we got a lot of grown folks running around here acting like, you know, they 30 years old, but they're acting like they 15. And, unfortunately, a lot of us is not growing up until 35, close to 40, 15 years before you're supposed to be retiring. But
right.
We just appreciate you coming through and, you know, sharing your joy. You're welcome to come back to Frontline Fridays anytime you want, Young AJ. All you got to do is pour your own Kool-Aid. You got to bring some Kool-Aid and some chicken next time. Yes.
Oh,
even
yeah.
Like Kool-Aid and chicken.
But, you know, I got a special request, you know, from myself for the Frontline. I want y'all to get into that number 5, you know what I'm saying? Because that record, it's off of the original track. This, you know, a popular original track from Brand Newbie. And it's called Don't Let It Go To Your Head. And I kind of did a, you know what I'm saying, a 2012 version of that, you know what I'm saying? I kind of touched the, you know, that situation about these rappers being accountable for what we spit in our music and how we have a big responsibility, you know, because the power of life and death is in the tongue. So we got to recognize that we got people out here listening and young children out here listening that, you know, so we controlling masses of people when we spitting this music out there. So, you know, this track here, we just trying to tell them that, hey, you got to be accountable, man. There's some folk out there listening. So all you cats that's talking all that nonsense out there, man, and you 9 times out of 10, you ain't really about it. You trying to put it out there, man, and make it look one way so the people can respect it, and basically just trying to capitalize off the ignorance of our people, man. So it's like, I mean, I'm calling you out on that, man. I'm a realist.
We definitely going to. Go ahead, J-Rail.
No, I was saying, you understand me? I mean, the boy got some Panther in him. You understand me? Man, we come about the central chapter of them Panthers, man. Young AJ, definitely, man, look me up. As soon as you can, man, we got to rapportate about some things, man, because everything you're talking about right now, it needs to be displayed in what we call a think tank. We don't have any think tanks. We don't have any brothers like you from where you from and brothers like me from where I'm from and sisters like Diva and brothers like Tay who can create places where we can establish conversations and make change and come up with ideas. See, because you have the individual realists, but the party as a whole makes the stronger impact. So as long as we keep communicating like we are and we keep on chiming in into the message and not faltering from what we're talking about and making people being held accountable for their actions as a people and constantly letting them know that as what you do, it affects us as a whole, as a whole person. I mean, as a whole people, you know, when you know, and I'm not trying to bash any race or anything like that, but, you know, the people of European descent, when they make a decision on what history is, they don't argue about it. You know, Christopher Columbus discovered America. We know that's not true, but they're not arguing about it. They said that's what the history was, and that's what it is. We need to find our history. We need to know where we come from, and we need to get together as young kings, and we need to sit at the round table. And we need to go ahead and put these ideas forth. And if it be through the music, so be it. But I'm with you, bro, because my daughter will be 2 February 11th. So I know exactly what you're talking about. You understand me? And I that's what drives me also is the life, the new life. But I'm very looking forward and anxious to working with you, man. So definitely look me up, J Real, the Realist Man, on Twitter, Facebook, or you can just Google me, man. And
I actually just put that tweet out there, so I just put J Real the Realist, Young AJ, me J Real the Realist. So you guys just check his Twitter.
Yeah, the J Real the Realist, man. We share a lot of similar points of views. I recognize, man, from what you're saying, man. Because, you know, just like CeeLo say, man, you know, you can get some gold, but we won't make it as a whole. If you don't, these cats don't realize, man. They just, you know, we can go on all day about that topic right there, man. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm trying to encourage everybody to go out there. All these people, you know, the registration part of it is over. But, you know, that's only half of the battle. We need everybody to go out there and play their role in this voting situation and get this man back in office, man. It's time for Big O, for the Obama, man. We're on this campaign right now. I need everybody to get on their job and get out there and vote. You know, like I said, registration is only – that's the first – you knocked out the first stepping stone. Now it's time to go out there and just go ahead and complete the process and just, you know, be a part of something. Be a part of change and be a part of something big right now. We gotta do this as a whole, man. You know, my people know who I'm talking to. We can't be just another statistic. We gotta go out there and just make a difference and be a part of change for the future, man. Like, people don't understand, like, this like has a lot to do with where their kids going to end up in the future. Right? It just shows you that a lot of people's mentality is just real selfish, man. And you don't get out there and just try to make a difference. A lot of people just say, "Oh, I don't count on it. It don't count." You know, that I hear that a lot. It's just so repetitive in the black race. Just the same thing going on for years. So if we're just trying to encourage a nation of great thinkers right now, man. So just to hear people like you coming from that point of view, it's relief. You know what I'm saying? So like you said, we got to get together as kings and queens and just go ahead and staying together and, you know, put some prints in the sand.
And you guys go to www.canivote.org. That's www.canivote.org. It's going to pull up your state where you can register at. We did it 4 years ago. We can do it now. A lot of people, you know, they want to get on that wave or I don't matter, I don't count. You got to stop telling yourself that. And that's how it get caught up when you only feeding your spirit or when you only feeding your physical man all the time. You got to feed your spirit man, y'all. It's so important. The God of your understanding. You got to feed your spirit man. You got to start building yourself up and saying that you are accountable. You are held for something. You wake up every day. Even when you walk through any door, you are accounted for. So these are going to take you out of church field class. Let's go. Let's go, Collie Green. Let's take you out of church, man. This is my way of taking you out of church, Diva style. How do you know? Kindness by all means. I don't need that. Kindness by all means. That's what I'm practicing. Let's see if we can come together and do this thing right here.
Well, the pastor's still preaching and I'm still hungover, still drunk from a Saturday night. But I just wanna trade it all for a chance to make it in the heaven gates. Cause they say I'm living wrong, which this won't change. I got bad ways, but I'm asking you God, please take them away, far away from here. I misbehave, this lifetime hurts, but I'ma make this work. So I'ma take them to church.
Thank you, Kale Dreams. Y'all make sure y'all follow my boy at Kale_Dreams. I'm gonna talk about kindness by all means. Colossians 3:12, it says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of the mind, meekness and long suffering. Being kind under every circumstances is something we are to strive for daily. We must refuse the evil and choose the good. There's a price to be paid in order to walk in the spirit. At some time in life, we may find ourselves involved with someone who is difficult, but we must not become discouraged. We must keep on being kind and loving. Some of the most severe tests will come when we are attempting to walk in the spirit. Our flesh may want to get irate with others, but we can, and if we want to rule over the enemy, we must say, it is no longer I who believe, but Christ who believes in me. Here goes some, in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. But here's some homework, y'all. Determine to be kind even when the circumstances around you are not. Allow God to take the lead role in every situation of your life. Ask the Holy Spirit to get involved in everything that you do. And I pray over this. Father, help me to be kind. Help me to live a life directed by you as though the enemy cannot rule over me. Clothe me with compassion, love, and kindness. Keep my heart stayed on you so when I'm tested, I can be led by the Spirit. In Jesus' name, Diva pray. Amen. And I just took y'all to church, man. Y'all make sure y'all check out Young AJ, www.youngaj.com. Make sure you support that brother. Make sure you download and go purchase the All My Job with featuring Trick Daddy on the iTunes a link. You can definitely get that at www.youngaj.com. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and showing some love. I'm going to let Young AJ get his last words and Jay Real get his last words before we get out of here. Young AJ, holla at the people.
Hey, you already know, man. I want to thank y'all once again. YoungAJ.com. No, that's the central for Young AJ. You can get all my mixtapes on there. You know, it'll link you to all my social sites. That's you can follow me on Twitter at YoungAJ813. Facebook is YoungAJ813. And I just want to send a shout out to the front line, man, and all the whole team for having me on tonight and giving me a chance to elaborate on what I got going on, because I know y'all be supporting me. And shout out to the Future Guru and everybody that's on there, man. Diva Ebony, I see y'all out there supporting me every day and going hard with me on Twitter. So if you respect the movement, follow me on Twitter at YoungAJ813 and let's get these retweets going and let's get these tracks out there and support the street album, just like music. Y'all check it out. If you're sitting in that one track, it's On My Job and you heard who Young AJ is, it's a CD full of those hits, classic hits, that real hip-hop, we bringing it back. So, you're a fan of real music, and check that out, YoungAJ.com. Don't forget about my special request. Now we got to get it. We got to let them hear it. Don't let it go to your head. Now, brand new.
Most definitely. Jay Rillers, holla at us, baby.
Oh, man, you already know me. It ain't too much I can say that YoungAJ ain't already said. Just y'all keep y'all heads up, And definitely true hip-hop, real music. And just like AJ was saying, basically, you ain't balling, you borrowing out here, man. Because when it comes down to it, you got to pay somebody else.
It's true.
And stop renting mansions. That's what Diva want to put out there. Who the hell rents a mansion? Now, y'all know what I'm talking about. And I ain't necessarily going to put them on blast. But if you got enough money, if you got 16 stacks a month to pay for a house for a crib that is only two of you people in there, maybe a little bit. Now, we're renting cars. We're renting mansions. I just think it's so stupid to rent a mansion. If I get to the point where I can afford it to lease it, leasing is the same thing as renting. I just think that's dumb. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. Dumbest stuff I've ever heard in my life. And, they put it on blast. They say a lot of these artists ain't real. They renting their cars, they renting their house, they renting their chicks. We gotta start renting, son. This is not rentacenter.com. Own some stuff. Own your land, people. Own your damn land.
Yeah, man. Don't let it go to your head. We cover all that in the trap. Let them know.
Yeah, y'all make sure y'all check that track out, man. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Stay tuned. We getting it in. It's phenomenal radio, man. Let's go.